energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, we need it. His blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hand.
Yeah. I feel good, I'm so grateful. I feel good, I'm so thankful. I feel good, man, I'm so blessed. I feel good, hands up.
Program, you will always be learning, Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you and bless you and praise you for the goodness and the mercy you have shown us. Father God, we're asking right now that you would bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom, the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bless the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, that we will know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, the great and exceeding power you made available for those of us that submit and obey you. Father God, we're asking that you bless us with the knowledge of your will. Give us the strength and the courage to carry it out so that we can be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father, I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. Let it be all of you and none of me, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're continuing on the kingdom of Christ, and just as reference, there is no difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ. There is no kingdom of Christ without the kingdom of God. Jesus said he always and he only says what his Father said. He only did what his Father commanded. But what's signified by Christ, which you won't find in the Old Testament, is that that's when second gen man evolves. And that's where God is operating inside man, but the doctrine and the laws of the kingdom of God are in full effect. And those are some of the things that we will be discussing, because it distinguishes citizens who will receive the benefits of the kingdom. You know, Philippians 3:20 says that our citizenship is in heaven. And it's been that way since you asked Jesus to come into your life. So therefore, the laws of the kingdom of heaven, the laws of the kingdom of heaven apply to your life, and so do the benefits. For instance, if you're in another country right now and you're an American citizen, you receive the benefits and the protection of being a citizen of the United States. You will notice that you will hear reference to there being embassies in other countries. Amen. Pray for me. I'm having some technical issues here. It's a new day. But that's the whole point. We are coming to the place where the kingdom will be on earth as it is in heaven. But God expects his citizens to conduct their lives accordingly now. Because really, that tells him which kingdom, who is your king. And actually, the Bible never refers to Satan as a king, ever. He's only reached the prince level. And that's because God is king. He's king of kings, okay? All right. So we started out, though, with Romans chapter 12 and 5. And the reason I picked that versus all the other kingdom scriptures is the simple fact that it makes reference to the oneness in Christ. And I want to read that just for a moment here, just so for a reference point. And it says, just as verse 4, Romans 12, verse 4, it says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. In other words, we connected. Nothing separates us, okay? This is one of the challenges that mankind has had to deal with over the centuries, over the millennia, thousands of years. You know, it's amazing that love thy neighbor is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, which is about 3,500 years ago, and yet here it is today, we're still dealing with that issue all over the world. You know, we have so many people, so many leaders in countries that do not fear God as much as they fear man. There are those who do not worship God or esteem him as they do money. And that's the biggest challenge, because, see, that right there is your first commandment is, I'm going to read that too. Because, again, we got new people, and they don't know these things, and I'm not going to assume they know that. And this is the first commandment. It's in Exodus chapter 20. And I'm going to read verse 1 from the NIV. It's New International Version. It says, and God spoke all these words. He says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt and out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. And you shall not bow down to them nor worship them. For I am the Lord your God. I am jealous. I am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandment. Now, this is the life that God expects for us to live by. Now, the things you have to understand about this is, one, that God is that to which you lean the basis for your decisions. Okay? Now, if when you have corrupt politicians, that means money is their God, because they'd rather have the money than do the will of God. And in most cases, that's because they have never sought to know God. And see, when you don't know God, you don't know that you can have both. Throughout the Bible, particularly, I've just used reference, Abraham. Abraham, even though he came from a culture that had multiple gods, he reached out, he responded to God's revelation, and as a result, he's known as the father of faith, coming from idolatry, worship of many gods, to worshiping the true and living God. And you get this revelation by accepting God's, when he put an offer out there and you accept it. Let me make it that simple for you. All right? Now, so what this is about, again, you have to keep in mindset that this is about your eternal life and about living at a power level and a structure level that you can't really grasp and understand right now. Everybody that's in Christ that has died, and even those not in Christ, now have full revelation of what this is about. You know, I was contemplating earlier about the event in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 32. Again, you have Abraham, who is yet alive after he hit it. Now, when Jesus make reference to him, I think he was gone about 2,500 years. But he was having a conversation with a man who was 500 years younger than him. Now, I understand they have full relevance of who they were. They weren't living in the age that we live in where they can recall the revelation of a person through the internet by pulling their picture up and doing some research in history. This man had full cognizance. He had full understanding of who Abraham was. But he, because of his decisions of not loving his neighbor, wound up in a place called Hades. At that time, Hades, everybody went there. One side was paradise, and one side was Suffer City, where there was no water, no food, stank, you know, that 500-year-old butt stank, you know, stuff that'll make you choke, you know. Whereas on the other side, they had plenty and everything. And then when Jesus died, when he was in hell himself, and after he satisfied the need to he was the expiatory for our sin. I was reading that earlier today. In other words, he atoned and made us right with God. That's how we get righteousness when we accept Christ. He paid the price. That was the price that had to be paid. Okay? Now, all that was done to redeem man. Now, the being a victim. circumstance. In other words, you didn't choose to be born, and you didn't choose where you were going to be born, and you didn't pick your parents, is irrelevant. Fact of the matter is, you were born in sin, and as David said in Psalm 51, you were born and shaping in iniquity. You know, because you only knew the way of man and not the way of God. It took time. Think about it. Everybody in the Bible didn't have a Bible. So, and then when we got the Bible, it was turning around, breaking down, analyzing, getting with God, and finding out the revelation of the Bible. And we still just know a little right now. As much as we know a little. All right. Now, but throughout the Bible, you will see this constant effort from day one of Satan creating division. It started in the garden where he separated the minds of Adam and Eve. God had told Adam, and Adam told Eve that not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Satan set out to deceive Eve, in which he succeeded and created that division. But again, what was he doing? He was stripping them of power. See, that's what Satan does. You think about him. I think about America. You know, I was thinking about the plague of 1918 that came through. If you go back and look at America's history, they were still lynching African Americans like it was with impunity. And the government sat by and let it happen. So that plague didn't just happen. Proverbs 26:2 says that nothing happens. The curse does not come without a cause. See, so it isn't, I had a friend of mine that passed over, I will put it like that. Blessed man of God, say you get by, but you don't get away. See, right now, everything that's going on, see, whatever you into that's not of God, I can tell you, you'll get by, but you won't get away. Satan's setting you up. This is for somebody. Satan's setting you up. Listen, that dude will get you out there and then tell on you. He loved the Lord. Because why? Once he gets you into sin, continuity, he know you have no power. See, he can see in the spiritual realm when you're undressed. He can see you have no angelic protection. You know, when I was young, I never, you know, it's not something that I was considered worthy of research. But they said when we were back in my BC days, they said if you went to a nightclub, you went in without your angel. You didn't go in there. So, you know, some things are Satan territory. But I, you know, doesn't matter. Back then I was, you know, sin was normal as compared to now. You'll know the difference. I knew the difference the day I got to living. November 17th, 1976, my mindset was different. I did things differently and hadn't even picked up a Bible or read it. So there should be, if you've accepted Christ, you if you're paying attention, you know some difference. You'll hear that other voice in your head, that unclean feeling from telling lies that you didn't feel before. You notice that? The things that you do that you don't feel right doing them. You know, even if you're stealing paper from work or pencils or something, you don't feel right. That's the spirit of conviction. The thing about the kingdom of Christ, you gotta get your mind, let your mind accept the reality, even though you can't see it with your natural eye, it is more real than what this life is. It's temporary. Look at everything. You look around, you know, we keep old cars. I got an old car, 74. But, you know, we keep those around for reference of history. Okay? But everything here to let us know that it's temporary. They replace them. They think nothing. This is what they do in society. They call it planned obsolescence, you know. Everything right now, and the reasoning behind this is you want to be critical about your decisions concerning the things of God. You got, you know, it's hard to get by with an excuse when you can go to Google and Google, put your need in and get a prayer for it. So it's kind of hard. It ain't like back then, back in the day when I first started going to church, we used to have regular evening services, last about an hour and a half. And they would have, every service would begin with prayer. I mean, 10 minutes of prayer. And we We still do that at church where I belong now, because you know you want to bring God in. You want to always bring God in. And but I noticed in the evening service they would randomly pick people to pray. You know, I assume like with most churches, it was always the staff, the ministers, and the deacons that prayed. But this church would randomly select anybody. So it became incumbent to me, or imperative, or whatever word necessary, to learn how to pray. So I would stand there and listen to people pray. But I picked up right away, they wasn't just quoting scripture. It was how they expressed them. Point or pray to the point, like I hear people now, as they know they're before the throne of God. And that's a reality. This is not hyperbole. It is. See, when I hear people use that term, that's a person I know doesn't have the spirit of wisdom or the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it's totally, remember this, young folks, never get into debate. That's in Titus 3:9. Never get into debate with people over this issue. If they don't have the revelation from God, you can't give it to them. You can give people information. God gives out revelation, and he is economical about it. He will not waste it on somebody that is not going to receive it. One of the key components of faith is receiving. All right? Amen. So now, last week, we were starting on this issue of I ended and just began. I'm going to pick back up with 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where there was, and I think I'm going to stick with the NIV on this because it'll help some people. It even helps me. This is Paul talking to the Corinthians church, Corinth, over there in Europe. And here, just show you, here it is, right as Christianity began, Satan went to do what he do, like I just said. He got in the created division between Adam and Eve. And why? Because he knows that unity, this is why he goes to try to destroy marriages. And I'm going to tell you, saints, you got to pray. You got to pray with each other. You should make it a point to pray with each other, and particularly over issues, because that'll motivate you. Because you know you got to live right to get your prayer answered. See, Satan know how this thing works. People can debate all they want, but see, the results speak for itself. See, and you know, I mean, and it's something, because the Bible covers a lot of territory in these little 29 books in the book of in the New Testament. Hallelujah. All right, so here we go. It says that Paul is, I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and one with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers informed my brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas, who's Peter. And still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? He says, I am thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. All right. Today, you know, you look around and you see churches. Something that I notice doing Uber, because I go somewhere everywhere in three counties, and I notice what is disappearing is denominational names. And a denominational name really brings, it reveals democracy, attempt to apply democracy to Christianity. Listen, in God's kingdom, the word is it. That's God's constitution. And in it is, you either vote to do the word or not do the word, and that's all you got say so of. You cannot appeal to God to change his word. Now, and there's a danger. Matter of fact, I think I want to read that too, because it's crucial, because There are people, there are organizations, Christian organizations, that change what God says in his word. And this is Revelation chapter 22, verse 18, 19. Amen. And it says, I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him or her the plagues described in his book. And you go back and you read chapter 5 through 19, you'll know what he's talking about. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life in the holy city, which are described in this book. In other words, you're going to suffer crime tremendously, endlessly. See, this is the thing, and I do know there are Bibles that have had, they strip away where it directly refers and identifies the deity of Jesus Christ. And see, you got to understand this thing. If you got to understand, God is omnipresent. He is not like us in the essence of this simple form that we have of a body design. And it is designed to give us a revelation of functionality. In other words, what we just read, when we begin to read in Romans chapter 12, you know, we all play a role. For instance, your small role, that's only the devil will tell you you are not important to the body of Christ. You know, any pastor will tell you everybody that serves in his church are extremely important. And I'm going to tell you, you want to serve. Because, see, when you serve in a church with a pastor that's upright, listen, when he call on God to bless those that serve, trust me, that carries weight. That carries a lot of weight with God. And you want to impress God because, like I say, so if you just the usher, you just pass the bucket for offering, you just...
Okay, it seems like some technical difficulties have arisen. I don't know what have happened to the teacher, Minister Richard Overall, but I imagine that something is going on. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a short song while this is going on. And we're going to see if we can fix the problem, and then we'll get right back into the service.
I'm going hard for my God like I went hard in these streets. Instead of chasing that money, I'm chasing G-O-D. Been trying to walk in this image since I've been forgiven. Just trying to let my light shine so y'all can see the God in them. I turned away from my old ways, said bye-bye to the dope gang. Put the guns down, open my mind to some new things. When I picked up that Bible,
The devil ain't like it. I know that he mad, but I know Jesus excited. Cause I'm about to grind for him, grind for him. Make sure he first in everything, give all my time to him. About to save a lot souls just off of my influence. And no, I ain't a preacher, I'ma do it through my music. It's a wonderful feeling when you let the Lord use you. Feeling like DJ Khaled, have your way however you choose to. Just that you will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm a hustler for the Lord, about to re-up with
it. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you live it wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
Verse 2 is for those who probably know me from my past. Don't believe that I changed because they knew how I got down. Probably see me in them strip clubs or serving in them streets. Probably see me flex the bankrolls
or swerving with a freak. Okay, we're trying to get Richard back. We'll let you know when we do. You'll hear him when he comes in.
Cause Jesus picked me up again, dust me off, told me I should walk this way, talk this way. And any sign of trouble that I had, that I ought to pray. I ain't worried no more, I tell you I ain't stressing. Man, it's power that I found in God, I tell you it's a blessing. I ain't lying, man, man, you should try, man. You keep on living by that gun and you gon' die by it. Man, I ain't lying, man, man, you should try, man. You keep on living by that gun and you gon' die by it.
Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus too, Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you live it wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus too, Jesus Christ.
So now you know I'm a changed man. Got a new game plan, but I still rock, bust icy watches and chains, man. The Lord said, come as you are. He loved me for me. So all you older church folks, don't judge what you see. God judge up your heart. And since he changed your mind, don't judge before you get to know me. Make me change my mind. Too many youths left the church because they ain't feel love. The very place that pose the teachers or that God is love. How can you say you love God but don't show it? When you can love your haters like your brother, then you growing. And man, I'm growing, growing through his word. Stop trying to do it my way and let God work. And now I'm feeling moving, my blessings keep improving. When I say I'm on the ground for God, you ask me what I'm doing. Well, I'm serving, I'm living for his purpose, giving praise to his name at all times.
Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you live it wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
Your boy.
I got a plug on the love if you need something. I know them dudes you mess with usually be frontin'. All I gotta do is call his name, he coming. No taxing or action, what you need from him. He'll provide anything you need, if you just believe. All it takes is faith the size of a mustard seed. And you can reach any goal that you trying to reach. My plug love stretch far away beyond the street. No petty-ish, my plug on that heavy-ish. Think Sosa mixed with Ox off that belly-ish. Yeah, I know you like the sound of that. Been searching around for that, you on my head, trying to see where I found him at. It was early one Sunday morning. I was down on my luck and plenty storms kept forming. Just trying to find a way. I prayed to God to see better days. Then he told me that he got me, I'm forever straight.
You look around, you need that love.
That love, I got a heavenly plug. I got a heavenly plug.
Got
got many blessings and they from them above. Because I quit hustling, slanging them drugs. You ask why? Don't need for bucks, all he need is your trust for you to praise him when you get back up. Now I've been getting up with God about a year straight, and everything been smooth, yeah, I've been straight. He ain't never told me no, maybe just wait. And he always been on time, he never been late. Sometimes when I be tripping and get impatient, he made me realize I'm winning cause of his greatness. He said his grace and his mercy endure forever. If I repent of all my sins, he'll forgive whatever that I did in my past, knowing it wasn't right. If I turn away from sin, he'll give me a new life. So I tried him out, it only made sense. Now I'm on the ground for Jesus and I can't quit. The devil want me to fall and yeah, I may slip, but God wrap his arms around me so I can't trip. Now when I go out in the world, his blessings are with me so I can let my light shine. That's just the God in me, and you could be the same way and have the same faith, but you gotta change. Cause me, I ain't the same Dre. It won't happen overnight or all in one day, but he's able by the children, man. My God don't play. So is you down with it? What you trying to do? You wanna call him up? Well, this is how you do it. Get down on your knees and keep your head to the sky. Make a promise to the world that you gon' serve God. You look around, you need that love. Got many blessings and they from them above. Because I quit hustling, slanging them drugs. You ask why? Don't need for bucks, all he need is your trust for you to praise him when you get back up.
It's your boy, Ariel Jones.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling on my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I face. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
Today.
I'm gonna be joyful.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Okay. All righty. I don't know. And it's amazing. Praise the Lord. Bear with me, saints. We're having, on the radio line, we're having technical difficulties. And I should have listened. Holy Spirit was telling me, go cell phone today. No, I didn't. But amen. Nah, okay. Let us regroup here. Ah, man. Bless me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Okay, we're talking about unity in the faith, and that the fact is that Satan, I don't want to say it's his job, because he broke away from God, but that's primarily why God let him exist, because we for us to understand the difference between how God does business and how what is not his business, he has to allow for a person that doesn't do things his way. That simple. You know, God understands. You know, this is the confusion that has bothered believers over the years as to why things are the way they are. Even though this is all documented in the Bible, the problem is that for the first 4,500 years, 3,500 years, 4,500, 5,500, where we are in history now. Bottom line is we've only had a Bible for about 500 years where everybody could have access to it. Okay, that technical difficulty broke my chain of thought there. Okay, so so the point, bottom line is this, you got to stay in unity with the faith. You want to stay in unity with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And because critically right now, it is more important because right now, this is the way things are working. All right. Satan is over there manipulating an individual, amen, in Ukraine, against Ukraine. All right. Why? Because Ukraine has begin to elevate in their spirituality and breaking it. That means they're breaking away from the control of Satan. And both God and man, both God and Satan have to work through man. That's where I was. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And that's because man has been given authority over the earth. Basically, in a simple form, saying that God has leased the earth to mankind. All right? So in the process of that lease, neither one of them can do anything without man. The challenge is being able to communicate with man, and man has to accept that it is God communicating with him. And you've seen historically how that has been so misinterpreted, in that we have all these, historically you have, quote, religions that are older than Judaism, and religions much, much, much older than Christianity, which would pretty much make it one of the newest kids on the block, the newest religion. And yet people, look at the authority that we wield through prayer. See, this is why Satan has sought, he's been working at breaking the unity of the faith, because what it is, imagine a football team. You watch a football game and everybody come out of the huddle, but they all do their own thing. They all had their own plan. How successful would that team be? I'm gonna leave the Lions alone. I'm not going there. but that's what was going on. That's what's going on here. Okay? Now, again, what you have, when we were talking about earlier when we began, and Paul was talking about the Corinthian church, and they all decided that they're going to follow, one going to follow Apollos, one going to follow Paul. Now, Paul and Apollos are working together. Same way it impacts people now. There are people that, I remember a certain man of God, he's now a prophet of God, that when I first started, the Lord led me to listen to him, and I didn't like the sound of his voice. Because he wasn't black, you know, and I, after my life experiences made me very untrusting. Okay, that's just the reality of it, because he wasn't black. But he was talking about faith at a level that I had not heard. You know, it's amazing. He even testified about how he used to be scared to drive across a bridge, and now he's flying planes 50,000 feet above the earth. So, but why? Satan did not want us to grow in the unity of the faith. This is that, as I said earlier, I'm starting to see denominational names disappear from church. There's a particular church when you go in Detroit and you go down north on I-75 near 6 Mile, it says Ebenezer Church. It used to be Ebenezer Baptist. And then that's because the pastor has evolved. He's like, man, I'm in Christ. You know, I'm not in John. Okay? And people don't, you know, why? Because you want full force of power. And this affects everything. Right now, what's going on in the economy in America, worldwide, is they let all these so-called professors convince them there's no God. Now their business to hit a wall. See, that's how Satan is. He gets you out there. And now he won't even help. He can't keep their business going. He ain't got it like that. He's a liar. But for you to know the difference, you got to know the word. See, Listen, effective in the government. The reason why the government is so crazy now, we got $30 trillion worth of debt. And this all came out. We've grown the debt in the last 10 years more than they did the 50 years before that. Why? Even though they did not know the word as we know it now, they respected God. This government now makes an earnest earnest effort to show disrespect for God. You think God gonna bless a nation that supports abortion for babies? Come on, murdering them to the point you just saw the. I knew something was gonna happen in New York. I even wrote our governor here and told her to watch New York so that she did not wind up the same way. Because you're not. I watched them, the governor sign a bill to abort a full-grown child. That's a nine-month baby. To abort a full-grown child, and they rejoice over it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you go see. And look what happened to him. He ain't governor no more. That's not the end of it. That is not the end of it. See, you got the only way to turn that around, he had to get on his knees and submit to God. Otherwise, see, I'm telling you, Satan is not your friend. He'll get you out there in some evil and some sin. He just want to get you out there. He hates, listen, Christians that serve Satan, he automatically know he can't trust you. He ain't going to treat you right. That's why he abused them the worst. That's why he abused. Listen, this is what's going on in other countries. This, you know, I look at these storms going on in other countries over in China. They get 3 months of rain in like 3 hours, and it just tears up everything. Why? Because they're not totally, they won't identify with Satan, but they don't identify with God. So he know that by they not identifying with God through Jesus, he can abuse them. He's the prince of the power of the air. He can manipulate the weather. See, and they can't stop him, but they can only do it through Christ. Same thing in this country, where you see storms and tornadoes and everything going. I know it sounds way out there, but this is what Jesus, listen, why would God say how you shall receive power? To just what, talk? That's it? Oh, to get some healing? Come on, man. Doctors can do a little healing. To do what? To do what man can't do. To do what man can't do. You don't need that. You know, I remember I heard a preacher years ago. You call God for a God-sized problem. You don't call God to change a tire, okay? And this is where we at. Right now, these corporations that have been underpaying people, one of the things, this is what I heard, a word I heard years ago, they're going to either up the pay or God going to bring the cost down. So don't worry about they calling it a recession. What's receding is the price of what it costs to live. God will bring the cost of living down. Why? Because there are some people, many, many, millions of Christians that do know how to pray, that do walk upright before God, that do pay their tithes and do give offerings. And
okay, it seems like we developed another problem. With Richard again. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and try to work and fix that problem, and then we'll get the show started right back as soon as possible. Okay, so we're going to play a song and keep you entertained while we work to fix the problem.
Yeah. Today. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no cloud get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh. and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be joyful. I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your road. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my. I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my. I got the joy down in my heart, today.
To you for somebody who knows you, Lord, but just haven't been seeing you in the right view lately. Let me out.
Father, I'm praying for a friend. He and I are pretty close. And out of all my friends, but this one I'm concerned the most. He say he reading daily, but he ain't really learning. He been in church, but say that he ain't moved by any sermon. His face weak, he ain't prayed in a week. He wake up and just weep with his face in a sink. Lord, you gotta help my man. I'm praying for him daily. He ain't sin, but it just seem as if he going crazy. He say he feeling trapped, can't even hit up the mall. Cause every lady's half dressed, tempting him to lust and fall. He keep the TV off, videos just make him feel that he ain't really nothing without money, girls, and shiny wheels. The other day he told me that he felt less a man cause he ain't have a 5-year plan or a piece of land. And man, it's crazy cause his family thinks so much of him. Plus he got a godly wife who always show a love for him. But he's struggling, even though he talks to me. I tell him what to do, but he don't listen when he ought to be. I'm scared for him cause there's people that look up to him. He got some younger siblings who've been changed by what he's done for them. But is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Condition is worsening since we was last conversing. I'm with him now, he ain't doing well, of this I'm certain. He say he trying to trust you, doesn't want to disgust you. But he was in the midst of sinners and did not discuss you. And just today his anxiety's got the best of him. He knows Christ but for hours refused to rest in him. He's not the best of men, but Lord, I know he really loves you. And I can't understand why lately he's not thinking of you. People trust this dude, you can crush this dude. Father, he needs more of you, I pray you touch this dude. What can I say to him? I'm determined to pray for him. Father, empty and break him, I pray you'll just have your way with him. Cause there's a change in him, and the effects are strong. I pray you'll open up his heart before the next song. And when he gets home, I pray you'll open up the 66 book love letter you wrote and soak it up. Cause he ain't hearing you, and he ain't feeling me. And God, I know it's killing you, because it's killing me. And matter of fact, there's something else he's concealing. See, the person that I've been praying about is really me.
For you. It's going down.
Hey, I know you think you the one, homie.
It's going down.
But can't nobody escape gravity.
It's going down.
Yes, sir, it's about to go down. It's savage to the ground, but I don't think it's gonna slow down. It's fouling, well, it's fouling. This building's about to blow down. We just going in circles, we don't get enough to go round. What happens when your life is never broke? A storm is coming, can't nobody let me know. It's here for trout, but I gotta let you know. It'll help you look beyond this world like a telescope. Yeah, you can stack your money in the air. It's raining honeys all around your atmosphere. You can build a man to sky high. Still can't nobody see the roof when they drive by. But if they hit you like a drive-by, and tell that stuff you acquire, you gotta say bye, bye. I ain't gon' lie, yeah, you may go down in history, but everything would go down eventually. Everything is falling.
Everything is falling.
Coming down with it, cold world, condition of sin. Here is the illness, the sickness, affliction so erotic, sickness so hypnotic. Desiring this virus, even though we know it's toxic, godless, hollowing the gods, that's counterfeit. We live from deep party of deviant deposit. The darkness is flowing from my nostrils. We're so psychotic, we still partying like we not sick. YOLO, homie, so pour another glass, roll another one up. Let's put on another mask, another bundle of cash, another shorty to bag. Same thing every day, groundhog under grass. Man, turn the music up, cause y'all wanna hear the truth. Got the things I'm living for instead, and I'm the living proof. Shoot, the sky's falling, ain't no need to panic. Unless we party till it cracks, seeing Jesus standing, coming down.
I'm not. There's a time for everything. A time to be born and a time to die. There's a time of the world as we know it will end. When that is, I don't know. But it is going down.
Listen, it's going down. Holla, mayday. Them fiends looking for candy and them dealers got that payday. I seen them child soldiers, they was loading up some AKs. Ain't plaguing modern warfare. Don't you know ain't a warfare? Scales never even. But they be triple beaming. They keep them fiends fiending. The devil stays scheming. And dream of steady dreaming. But ain't no hope here. Ain't no satisfaction in money, women, and clothes here. Oh yeah. Them Christians, they Christian out of shape. I came from young men, say the stuff we gotta say. Cause everything is falling, it can happen any day. Your world come tumbling down and ain't no way to get away. You ain't never gon' stay. You ain't hearing from the grave. If I die before I wake, I pray to the Lord your soul is safe. All these drunken nights are empty like the bottles that we break. And you can't get high enough to escape. It's going down.